This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 14th day of September 2016. All hell has broken loose for the New World Order, kicking off on September 11th. They were launching so many of their big plans this month to openly bring in the world government, to incrementally bring in the global financial collapse, and to basically crown it off with their global cashless society. But Hillary Clinton really historically collapsed, obviously, while leaving ground zero unexpectedly. And a domino effect of other cover-ups are just collapsing down right now. If you go to drudgereport.com, what the New York Times even admits is the most coveted spot in the media, is the large banner black headline daily. He said, "What? Colin Powell hellstorm." And that is a Mikhail Thalen article from Infowars.com. Dealing with the fact that Colin Powell talked about the fact with Democratic donors, because he's basically a Democrat, high-level Democratic donors, that Hillary Clinton could not walk up the stairs to the podium last year. So, massive developments unfolding on that front. It's well known that Hillary's been seriously ill. It's well known she was in the hospital for a year in 2012 and 13. It's well known that she has medical personnel running along beside her with EpiPens for convulsions. It's well known that her situation is deteriorating. And now former Secret Service agents are coming out and saying, yes, she's having seizures. So over a month ago, we told you that we talked to the Secret Service, and they said, look, she's falling down more and more. Her situation is deteriorating. But here it is, the hacked emails. A lot of other media is focusing in on other areas of the Colin Powell hacked emails that are obviously a treasure trove. Colin Powell's personal email hacked under pressure to endorse Hillary Clinton. In fact, they're in the email saying, endorse us and we'll stop saying, hey, look, you had emails that should have been secret. Now, the difference is they hadn't passed those laws yet when Colin Powell was in. And I by no means am defending Colin Powell. The point is Hillary lied about it, deleted 33,000 emails, and it's what's in the emails. In Colin Powell's emails, it's stuff about Hillary Clinton being sick. In Hillary's emails, it's selling access to the Chinese president and selling access to the State Department, totally illegal. That's the issue. There's a lot of other orbiting points, but the large planetary issue is that she could barely climb the podium steps, three steps. Hillary Clinton is seriously ill. And then continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we have big news. One of Putin's best friends, they say, in Russia was appointed 3 years ago to head up state-run Russian television. And he has come out, so basically the mouth of Putin has come out, and said that the state is basically really worried about the globalists killing Donald Trump. Which is obviously a common sense statement. It's a very powerful video. No one has an English translation of it other than subtitles, and it's not even the full translation. So we had one. We aired it the fourth hour yesterday. We're going to be airing that again coming up at the start of the next segment. So stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a bunch of big guests today. Mark Dice has done it again. it was first circulating online, but now he went out and tested it with Californians. The majority of them, well, actually none of them got it. They all believe that the Trumps are hunting and killing extinct dinosaurs like pterodactyls and triceratops. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel, the Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
To answer for their privatized investigation into the Clinton email server debacle. Facing the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, spokespersons for the DOJ, the State Department, the FBI, the Department of National Intelligence, the CIA, the Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and the NSA faced a frustrated Congress that had been given the cold shoulder when it came to the sharing of key details of Hillary Clinton's endangerment of U.S. national security.
And for some of you, I had to threaten to send a subpoena just to get you to appear today. We did some math. We got 70 of you sitting here. Between your compensation and your benefits package, you make more than $1 million from taxpayers. Taxpayers are paying you seven more than $1 million. And you won't even come talk to Congress. What do you do all day if you don't talk to Congress? What is it that you believe we don't have the right to see? See, this is the way our government works. We get to do oversight. That's why since 1814, this committee has been doing that. There's There's executive privilege. Let me help you. There's executive privilege. Has the president invoked executive privilege in this case?
No.
The answer is no. Good. That's right. The answer is no. Is there any other situation?
Look, when it comes to classified information and the classification that deals in the executive order, you know, not all the information that we have in our files belongs to us. We defer to other agencies when it comes to access to their classified information.
But you are the ones that put redactions on personal identifiable information, correct?
We did on the personal identifiable information. That's correct.
Where in the Constitution does it say that I can't see that?
Does it address it specifically in the Constitution?
Here's the problem. You handpicked the 302s to give to us, but the reality is you should give us all the 302s.
So let me say this. I think that I think the director made principal decisions about what to say to Congress when he was here and also what to provide to Congress. As far as the
wait, where do I find that?
Person identified.
Do we just let everybody in government decide that they're based on their own individual principles? That's what Congress... See, it's trust but verify is how it works. You don't get to decide what I get to see. I get to see it all. Will the FBI provide to Congress the full file with no redactions of personal identifiable information?
I cannot make that commitment sitting here today.
Then I'm going to issue a subpoena, and I'm going to do it right now. So let's go. I've signed this subpoena. We want all the 302s, and we would like the full file. You can accept service on behalf of the FBI?
Certainly.
You are hereby served.
You understand why Congress might want to know whether or not the attorney-client privilege was waived and who the client was?
I can certainly imagine.
Yeah, me too. That's why we want to see the file, Agent. I mean, you say it's unprecedented. Mr. Cummings used to be a criminal defense attorney. He got to see all your 302s. Ken Buck used to be an assistant United States attorney. He got to see all your 302s. Probation officers get to see all your 302s. Why can't Congress?
So I think we've given you the relevant ones as we...
Relevant according to whom? I am telling you, I don't think you've given me all the relevant 302s.
Well, the remainder of the 302s will come out through the FOIA process.
But since when did Congress have to go through FOIA?
Right.
These mouthpieces betrayed the American people in full daylight, representing a decades-old shadow government that answers to a well-established network of global multinational corporations that view Congress and the American Constitution as meaningless. And that hubris is strong, as global government has just a few more building blocks to set before we are all under a legalized one-world government. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people." John Bound for Infowars.com.
I wanted to air that special report that just came out today from John Bound because it's so powerful, and it reminds us that while we're looking at Hillary being caught lying about her serious health problems, and while we're looking at the latest hacked emails, and while we see Russian state TV worried that the globalists may kill Donald Trump, and while we see serious economic developments and the Kentucky governor urged to resign after saying blood will be shed if Hillary Clinton becomes president, that guy needs to be president now. We see all of this unfolding, all of this happening. Remember, we are hijacked and run by multinational banks. That's why every time they get exposed, they say Russia is supposedly running us, when Russia can barely stop from collapsing and is under globalist economic attack and paramilitary attack with asymmetrical warfare all across their borders. We are under attack by the very same New World Order as Russia. Does that mean Russia's perfect? No, but the globalists are a scientific evil, ladies and gentlemen. A scientific evil. I've got mainstream news articles here today. Motherless babies possible as scientists create live offspring without need for female egg. That's out of the London Telegraph. Here's another one. Astonishing self-driving Uber cars hit the road and will take over within 5 years. Their words, not ours. This is a total overwrite of the planet, not just humanity. You are living in 2016. the social engineers have basically suppressed the Renaissance, only given themselves the fruits of it. They're in basically 2050. They're already in the future, technically. And they're getting ready to mop up this reality. Their words, not mine. And people need to understand this. And here's the good news. Humanity is waking up. Humanity tends to wake up late in the game, but historically does tend to wake up. So we have huge news on Hillary's health front. It's the top story on DrudgeReport.com, the biggest story in the country. Hacked email, Colin Powell, dim donor, worried over Clinton's health in 2015. They admit this is his email. This is him talking to a high-level Democratic donor. He's saying, absolutely, I'm worried about her health. She couldn't even climb three stairs. She couldn't even get to the speech podium. We have it on screen for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. You can see the free video feed and on stations around the country. Back in 2015, Leeds and Powell discuss Hillary's health. Sheldon, White House, who is a huge Clinton supporter, say they were both giving speeches at the same event a few months back and she could barely climb the podium. And then they discuss her health on after that. They all are in on it. They know she had brain surgery in 2012 and 13. We know she was in the hospital in those 2 years for more than a year total. Overlapping. We know she's falling down. The Secret Service told us a month ago, basically every 15, 20, 30 minutes. We're like, tell us more. And they're like, sometimes it's every hour. Sometimes it's every 15, 20 minutes. The point is, she has got something really bad. It's Parkinson's, brain tumor. We don't know. They won't tell us, but she is getting worse. And so Biggs said, because I let Biggs handle the source, well, what do we do? They said, go to her events. Watch the ambulance. Watch the handler. Watch the special system she uses to get in the vehicles. You're going to end up catching her collapsing. And on Monday, we came one micron from it with Millie Weaver and our crew in Cleveland, Ohio, last Monday, 9 days ago, where there's an ambulance, there's a medical gurney, a hospital bed, people in body armor. She's in a tent for 45 minutes, a small medical tent, comes out, has to cancel her speech, goes back in the medical tent. By the way, folks, you better understand, the Secret Service are risking their lives bringing this type of information out. In their entire history, they've never leaked information to the press like this because they understand this is not America they are serving. This is the globalist. This is the New World Order. These are the controllers. And then sure enough, 7 days later, 6 days later, she collapses. They've got the media held back. They don't tell the media she's leaving, but one of her supporters catches it on a smartphone, uploads it, sells it. And so we see what the Secret Service told us was happening in Cleveland 2 months ago and what they told us again a month ago on camera, proven. Our credibility up, our credibility stratospheric, their credibility near zero. That's what this comes down to. That's how we defeat the New World Order. The problem is they're getting desperate. Now, I'm going to skip this network break because this is so important, and then we're going to get into mainstream media, admittedly, still getting talking points from Hillary on exactly what they're supposed to say. And we have mainstream media next to mainstream media saying the exact same words. We have incredible censorship taking place. And then we have the invincible ignorance of the very sad, pathetic, low-information voter that tends to get their news from mainstream media and who tends to support the Democratic Party. And I understand why. The Republican Party's been pretty darn bad, but compared to the Democrats, they don't hold a candle to them. To show their ignorance, later we are going to play a special report and have Mark Dice on, where there's been a meme on the internet the last few weeks of the Trump sons, Eric and Donald Jr., hunting big game. And the meme has been Triceratops, Tyrannosaurus Rex, pterodactyls, things that have been extinct for eons. 25 million years, if you believe the paleontologist. And we couldn't find one Democrat voter on the streets of Southern California that didn't understand that it's impossible for the Trump sons to be out hunting extinct dinosaurs. And they even had politically correct answers, though. I mean, these people are really, really frightening. They're scary. They call us deplorable. They are deplorably ignorant, and I'm very, very sad for them. And I hope they wake up and discover the real world. This next story is incredibly important. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge is also linked to this report. Putin appointed TV host. They may kill Donald Trump. And this is the man who runs Russia One, national radio and TV, official state-run media. This report is extremely important. It's up on Infowars.com, and we need to get this report out to everyone. Now, there's an earlier version that's only part of the translation up on the site right now. We have the full one you're about to see premiered here, translated into English with my introduction. That will be posted in the next 30 minutes or so. It's going up to YouTube, and will be put in the article if you want to see it and hear it for yourself and share it with others. But this is what's going on in Russia, and our media is trying to blame Russia for everything right now, falsely, because they're globalist, and they're the outsiders that have taken over, and they need to basically project what's really happening onto an outside country that doesn't have the power to do that. China actually is manipulating us to a great extent, Saudi Arabia and others. But when you talk about Russia, very, very little. And the reason this is so important, and the reason I'm really hammering on this right now, is because where's our media? Our media, the globalist media, covering this right now. You think they want to jump on top of it. The problem is you've got all these national talk show hosts and all these different New York Times writers, you name it, calling for the murder of Trump. So, see, they can't call this a conspiracy theory because they're the ones doing it. And then after the report, something even bigger. Here it is.
Longtime personal friend of Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Kisilyov, who was appointed in 2013 to run state-run media for Putin, came out and asked the question that many Americans are asking. With Trump ahead in the polls, with Hillary floundering and clearly having a medical crisis, will the establishment, the corrupt globalists that have hijacked America, kill Donald Trump? Now, this is really important because the individual saying this is basically the mouth of Vladimir Putin. So this is Vladimir Putin telling the American people, the Russian people, and the people of the world about their concerns for Donald Trump. And I think these concerns are extremely valid. Here is the report.
Two important pieces of news regarding Donald Trump. Number one, he is ahead in polls by 2 points. Number two, Trump declared that if he is president, he aims to have, quote, very good relations with Russia. This combination of Trump's characteristics, his leadership in the presidential race, his ability to speak boldly, his intentions to turn over a new leaf regarding the Russian-American relations, all this puts Trump in a very dangerous situation. Now, they can just simply kill him. The intelligence services of the United States are not interested in the type of president Trump vows to be, because the contrived enemy in the form of Russia justifies their existence. American elites are not interested in a President Trump, as the establishment world order provides them with reliable sources of lucrative business. Trump, on the other hand, who is ready to reach agreements, would bring about a different set of financial opportunities flowing in other directions. The American establishment is merciless. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under President Reagan, has published a guest column on his website back in March by a journalist, Stephen Lenman, who commented on what has become a very popular theme on social media websites. Quote, maybe an unfortunate plane crash, other fatal accident, or mysterious, incurable, fast-acting, deadly illness is planned. Will Trump be gone before Republicans choose their nominee in July, or perhaps before November's election? This narrative hasn't stopped, but the current state of the presidential race for Hillary Clinton is such where she has used up all of her available ammunition against Trump. She has an empty holder. Yet there are still almost 2 months to go until the election. She has already accused Trump of being a Putin agent, that he hates Muslims, Mexicans, and blacks, and his wife Melania is unworthy of the title of the First Lady, and that Trump himself is simply unfit, and that he's even deranged, and that he understands nothing in the way of the U.S. strategy, nor international affairs. And that he's a misogynist. Meanwhile, Trump details his plan of building relations with Russia, goes to Mexico, visits a popular black church, defends his wife's honor in court, and sees to his popularity among women. And the result? The scars put on Trump have nearly closed up, but the holes inflicted on Clinton are needing emergency surgery. Her carelessness with handling classified material while Secretary of State, foreign policy that led to terrorist expansion, her avarice and the questionable reputation of foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation, the dirty tricks of the Democratic National Committee favoring one candidate over the other, and finally, Hillary's failing health, whether it's her fainting episodes or the coughing fits. So what's the solution? Shoot Trump? The option isn't far-fetched. After all, the United States has boasted of more president shootings than any other country in the world.
Russia has state-run media. Here in the United States, we have global corporate-run media that literally has seized control of our nation. And just as Putin helped kick the oligarchs out of Russia, we're seeing the exact same thing begin to unfold here with Donald J. Trump leading a movement to kick the same oligarchs out of the United States. That's why they've tripled down, even in the Washington Post today, and are now claiming that Putin may be poisoning Hillary. Now, wait a minute. I thought that it was a conspiracy theory that she was even sick. But now the Russians are behind her illness. Ladies and gentlemen, we have foreigners already running our country. We already have globalists. And so they're trying to manipulate our nationalism against the Russians, hoping that we don't see the real threat internally that has hijacked our nation. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, 27 minutes into this four-hour global transmission on this Wednesday. That video is being posted right now with the English translation to the article up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. This is very, very important information to get out. Putin-appointed TV host, that's basically the mouth of Putin, is coming out and saying they're concerned that Donald Trump will be killed. Well, of course, anybody with half a brain should be concerned. This is obviously the next course of action for the globalists, if they think they can get away with it. But as you've noticed, everything they do tends to disintegrate and turn to dirt. When we come back from break, I'm going to get into the clip and the news article. But the Washington Post is actually writing articles and interviewing quote experts saying we need to see if Putin is poisoning Hillary Clinton. You know, they call this the new McCarthyism, but McCarthy, it turned out, was pretty much right. He just went after low-level people. And it was oligarch globalist financing communism so they could have basically centralized government to control the resources of Russia, China, and other areas. But it turns out Joseph McCarthy was right. In this case, this is just Hillary and the New World Order and the neocons, who actually were Trotskyites, actual communists, it's funny enough, running around claiming that anyone that is against the New World Order and for national sovereignty is the opposite of a patriot, is the opposite of a nationalist, and supposedly is on the Russian payroll. Hillary Clinton, Rachel Maddow, her surrogates have all said that the godfather of the Trump movement is Vladimir Putin. That is ridiculous. They claim that I get my marching orders from Putin. I've been on air 21 years. since before Vladimir Putin was even, you know, president of Russia or vice president for that matter. It's just totally asinine. But they sit there and they push it. No, the globalists have hijacked the country, and people working for them are collaborators to global corporate conquest. That's what we're facing. And many of them work for the communist Chinese and are involved in espionage, like Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's a fact in the DC leaks and the WikiLeaks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, history is happening. I want to thank you all for your prayers, your support, spreading the articles, the videos. You are soldiers, every man, woman, and child of you, regardless of what color you are or where you're from, in the fight against globalists. They're building a world that's going to be free of humans. They merge with machines and become gods, they believe. Rachel Maddow and others make fun of me on almost a daily basis for saying that, but all I'm doing is quoting the lead scientists at Google and other major companies. This is their goal. Whether they're going to be able to attain this goal or not is a question. But those of us covering this are not the ones who are insane. We are covering twisted people. And they have this paradox where they try to act like we're the crazy people for covering all the weird stuff they're involved in, and not the other way around. I mean, look at this, out of London Telegraph. Motherless babies possible as scientists create live offspring without need for female egg. And artificial wombs, and the list goes on and on. I'm going to extend this for one day and one day only. Quite frankly, because we're not ready to launch our new special yet until tomorrow. And I would take advantage of it because contractually I'm already supposed to be stopping this. But when you're the number one distributor of the, one of the largest companies in the nation, Storable Foods, you're allowed to, I guess, bend the rules a bit to get people the best deals. 30 to 40% off all of the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled under the name InfoWars Select. You can buy the same great food right next to it at InfoWarsStore.com if you'd rather pay 30 to 40% more and have the My Patriot Supply label. Exact same food, same age, produced right here in America. They've got their plants turned up so high that a lot of times this food has been packaged a day or two before it's put on an 18-wheeler and rolled out to your town, your city. And nobody can beat these prices. The selection, the quality, you know, there's a nexus for how much you pay and the quality. Really good quality, but really low price. Quite frankly, you can pay three, four times this and get stuff that is like gourmet. But a lot of this tastes really, really good. All of it is decent, and a lot of it is extremely delicious. But there's a nexus point. This is what I chose for my family, what I've chosen for the office, what I'm stockpiling, because it's super high quality, really tasty, really durable, packaged properly, lasts the longest, and it's the lowest price. I mean, there is stuff that tastes like dirt that is more than this. You just cannot find a better bang for your buck than the My Patriot Supply Food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And by the way, I've gone from having the solar panel system and the well water and living out in the country and having some storable food to ramping up, to going on to solar and putting in another well and getting more storable food and getting more firearms. And quite frankly, I'm going into the area of getting the gourmet storable food, which we're not selling yet, but I'm testing it all out and trying to make deals right now. So we'll also have that little bit of caviar level stuff that you have kind of as dessert with the stockpile. So a lot of stuff's happening here. The point is, what we sell is what I use and what I've researched and what I am having in my emergency preparedness myself. Quite frankly, I'd have four or five other major food sponsors. It's just hard to find somebody this good for the price. The only other galaxy when it comes to storable food is the super gourmet stuff. And quite frankly, I'm diving into it because, man, there's some really good stuff out there. So I'm in the middle of that enjoyable research. I take my son, you know, dove hunting or something for the weekend, or I go camping with the kids, or I go fishing with the kids and the family. I'm deep in research of gourmet storable food. It'll be showing up the next month or so at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, the reason I'm doubling down and really getting into this is because it's gone from a possibility to a probability to a certainty that we're going to see things get worse and worse, at least for the foreseeable future, but then things will get better after that. I don't know how bad this global meltdown is going to be. I don't know how big these wars are going to be. All I know is most of the elites moving to New Zealand. They're leaving the United States. They're leaving Israel. They're leaving Europe. They're running for the hills. The Russians are digging in. It's in mainstream news. The Russians are buying emergency storable food and digging in. I mean, it is a crazy time. There was a big headline a few days ago or last week that world experts agree the planet has never been in greater danger of World War III. Now, I'm not saying World War III is a certainty, but global financial meltdown, crises, social problems are clearly intensifying and have gone from a probability to a certainty because they're already happening and it's getting worse. And you've got George Soros and the rest of the globalists running around trying to divert everybody from the huge crimes they've committed and all the bad things they've done with having us all fight with each other. We're seeing weaponized culture war garbage being carried out along ethnic and religious lines all over the world. And that's why I am personally getting prepared and, yes, funding our information war with a symbiotic program of getting people prepared with the very best quality, very lowest prices we can on nutraceuticals, on the supplements. But I've gone from maybe 10% getting prepared and 90% offense to 70% offense, 30% defense. Now, some will say, well, it seems like you're working harder. Yes, I've overall upped my amount of resistance and our operation. So even though I've cut back in the overall pie on how much time I spend trying to save things, we're fighting harder than ever. But we're fighting to try to fix things. We're fighting to try to stave things off. We're fighting to try to stabilize. We're fighting to try to warn people. We're fighting to try to reach out to other countries and other groups that don't want to have World War III, to have alliances of just ideology, alliances of sanity. We're doing everything we can. But quite frankly, I have to take care of my kids. And so I'm just telling you. Never in 20-plus years on air have I started digging in. And I'm digging in now. And it's because my instinct tells me that we've got some rough times ahead. And you're going to see, as things get worse and worse, who's who. You're going to see people you thought were patriots flip and work for the enemy. You're going to see folks you thought were on the fence or with the enemy come over to our side. Because the battle lines are getting clear. 20 years ago, it wasn't clear who was who. 10 years ago, it wasn't that clear. Not even 5 years ago. It's crystal clear right now. And that's why we go to this next report. Now, the New York Daily News, Democrat run, are openly saying he should step down. It's outrageous. It's terrible. We have seen Hillary Clinton come out and say that Trump supporters are deplorable. And the media come out and say all of them are deplorable and basically aren't even humans. We've heard her say that the alt-right, that is the real right, doesn't have a right to exist. And we're hearing Final Solution type talk. We're seeing announcements they're going after the press. We're seeing huge developments. We're seeing the media work lockstep in deception. And so the governor, who I'm a fan of, by the way, just when I see him on TV and stuff talking and his initiative to bring jobs to Kentucky, came out and said, listen, blood's going to get spilled. The Tree of Liberty. Well, that's the kind of stuff George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan said. It's like when Trump says if we lose the election and the courts take our guns, we have no recourse, I guess, but the Second Amendment. That's what everybody from Charlton Heston to Ronald Reagan to yours truly has said, to Ted Nugent. I mean, that is a standard refrain of come and take it from my cold, dead hands. And they acted like that Trump should stand down, Trump should resign, Trump should be disqualified because of that statement, while Hillary and the globalists destabilize the nation. No, this guy is now presidential material down the road. Kentucky governor urged to resign after saying blood will be shed. Well, see, he's a former business owner. He's a company owner. He's like Trump. He doesn't want power. He's taking a demotion to be governor. You think real people that actually have jobs and create jobs and work hard, like to get things done and are problem solvers, you think they want to work in government? The Republican governor of Kentucky foolishly, they say, implied Americans will have to die if Hillary Clinton wins this November, and calls for his impeachment are now amassing. So that's how they spin it. No, calls for him to be given a medal are now increasing. Speaking at the Voters Values Summit in Washington, D.C., on Saturday, they just now found it, a loosely Thomas Jefferson quoting Governor Matt Bevin bizarrely hinted at his own children having to shed blood. So this is all hypothetical, down the road, someday we might go to the Second Amendment. That's in the Declaration of Independence, that it's our right and duty. So he quotes Thomas Jefferson, and they start running around saying he should have to step down. Next, they'll say he should be arrested. See, even though the New York Times says kill Donald Trump, that's okay. So that's where they're going. I have 9 children. It breaks my heart to think that it might be their blood that is needed to redeem something, to reclaim something that we, through our apathy and our indifference, have given away. He went on to appropriate a segment of a letter written by Thomas Jefferson in 1787, which in part states, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. We have a T-shirt that says that. A Gadsden flag yellow T-shirt that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that says the quote on the back. It's a yellow shirt like the flag. I mean, they are taking normal Americana and making it dirty now. So here is the governor quoting the third president of the United States, So the occupiers, the globalists, the political aliens to our system are freaked out by it because they don't breathe this oxygen that we breathe. They breathe the foul fumes of hell based on bondage and enslavement and systems like North Korea.
If Hillary Clinton were to win the election, do you think it's possible that we'll be able to survive? That would we ever be able to recover as a nation? And while there are people who have stood on this stage and said we would not, I would beg to differ, but I will tell you this. I do think it would be possible, but at what price? At what price? The roots of the tree of liberty are watered by what? The blood of who? The tyrants, to be sure, but who else? The patriots. Whose blood will be shed? It may be that of those in this room. It might be that of our children and grandchildren. I have 9 children. It breaks my heart to think that it might be their blood that is needed to redeem something, to reclaim something that we, through our apathy and our indifference, have given away. Don't let it happen. Of and by and for the people.
Absolutely.
Means of and by and for the people. This is our right. It is our privilege. This is not something that came by accident, nor will it be preserved by indifference. It takes the people being engaged. When our founding fathers pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honors, this wasn't a bumper sticker. They weren't trying to get elected to something. Every one of them gave some or all of those things. A tremendous sacrifice.
For those that don't know, maybe your new listeners, maybe your Rachel Maddow tuning into the White House, he's quoted the Declaration of Independence. Most of that speech is Declaration of Independence mixed in with a guy that wrote most of it. He's credited with writing about 80% of it, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, then they debated it and passed it around and changed it, and he rewrote it. He wrote it. So the reason Thomas Jefferson in 1887 sounds like the Thomas Jefferson in 1776 is because it's the same Thomas Jefferson. It's all Thomas Jefferson, the founder of the Democratic Party. Now, he was the guy who tried in the first Declaration of Independence to ban slavery. He also tried in the first Constitution. You just couldn't do it because it was 500,000 people. And what do? Send folks back to Africa. And there were people that did not want black people to be free. But the point is, America, at the same time England was trying to ban slavery, was trying to. England did it about 60 years earlier than we did, and England led the world in banning it. Attacked scores of countries and dozens and dozens of nations' ships for 60-plus years, including American ships, to ban slavery. That's why by, 1810 or so, the transatlantic slave trade was over, because the British would attack you. And the only reason I raise this is the only people that kept slavery going after that was the Arabs. And I'm not attacking the Arabs. Most Arabs aren't involved in slavery. The point is that this isn't taught in school. Collectively, we're taught Europe invented slavery, the U.S. perfected slavery, and it's not true. 2% of Southerners owned slaves. It's crazy. What a red herring this is. And I'm not defending it. It's just not true that America is all about it. America tried to end this evil. And America has been all about trying to transcend it all along. And we never even began to scale the heights of the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the Renaissance and those ideas that it represented. But just getting a little bit of it created such wealth, the world's never seen it. Such freedom. And that's why the globalists are in competition with the American system. They want to get rid of it because it's the Renaissance. It's the Enlightenment. It is science. It is freedom. It is openness. It is free association. It is the Renaissance that ended classism. You say, well, still here today. No, I mean, it in its declaration ended it and began a system where anybody in the world could potentially end up become successful and wealthy in America. Anybody born here could end up being the president of the United States or a member of Congress. Well, who wants to do that? Go set up your own company. Chart your own future. I want to go out to break because what the governor said is so evil, is so horrible. Why, you better resign. They're making classic Americana somehow dirty, like pornography. With a little clip of myself 3 years ago speaking for the first time ever, they let somebody have a political speech at the Alamo. Because it was just a warehouse of the 50s and the Daughters of Republic of Texas, who were great folks, a lot of my family, relatives, took it over and said, we're not going to let it be political. Well, it got taken over by patriots and the state government. And now we do have our political rallies there. And I'm so honored to be one of the first people to speak at the Alamo after it was resurrected. Here's part of that speech.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars.com
studios. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay
with
us. It's
Alex Jones.
A piece of that clip because, I'm proud of America. I'm proud of what we've done. I'm proud of the fact that we have more inventions and more wealth. The United States was 4% of the world's population. We're now 6% out of 100. And we had 50% of the wealth until about 15 years ago. And people say, oh, you're rich, you're greedy, you're evil, you exploited. That was the American system outside of globalism. Now that globalism's coming in, we're getting poor, and everybody else is, but a few tiny elites. And they admit that's their system. Tiny elites, crony capitalism, a.k.a. feudalism. We'll be back with huge news for the latest hacks.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We'll be right back. stories up on InfoWars.com. Concussion pathologist claims Trump and Putin have poisoned Hillary, and the Washington Post actually reports on it with no proof. So not only is Putin magically running Trump and myself and everybody else who doesn't want to live under Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan multinational rule, now they've poisoned Hillary. That story's up on InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. But the big story is on DrudgeReport.com. This is such a big deal because this is internal emails with Democrats that are friends of Hillary Clinton. People that wouldn't want to be saying she's sick if she isn't. Talking to Colin Powell, hacked email. Colin Powell, Dem donor, worried over Clinton's health in 2015. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell and major Democratic donor Jeffrey Leeds worryingly discussed Hillary Clinton's health in March of last year, hacked email show. Those are all part of the same crew, folks. Powell's been a Democrat, just like George Herbert Walker. These people vacation together. It's sick. The email exchange provided to several journalists by DC Leaks, a website with ties to Lucifer 2.0, reveals how Clinton health has been a topic of discussion among political heavyweights for some time. I want to just say great job, Mikhail Phelan, our hack beat reporter. He covers hacking, does a great job, for staying up so late last night to be the first to break this. On HDTV, these are the emails, she doesn't look so good. On HDTV, she doesn't look good. Powell, who is believed to have around 30,000 emails hacked, wrote on March 14th, she is working herself to death. She will turn 70 her first year in office. In response, Leeds recalled a conversation with Rhode Island Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse regarding Clinton's difficulty in traversing a set of steps. Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a huge Clinton supporter, this is a quote from the email, said they were both giving speeches at the same time, the same event a few months back, and she could barely climb the podium steps, Leeds wrote. The back and forth will undoubtedly increase skepticism among American voters already worried over Clinton's increasingly public health issues. You know, for me, and the article goes on, for me the bigger issue is all these reporters going, look, she wobbled, she stumbled. And then they don't show her falling down and being dragged into the vehicle. CNN, MSNBC, and then I have other clips coming up where we have, well, in fact, let's try to play it down. We have time. Clinton on CBS live saying, yeah, no, she faints all the time. She falls, and then they change it, and because he catches himself, he goes, I mean, over the years, she's fallen some. They edit that out and edit it to where he didn't say that. I mean, this is weaponized media. Let's go to that clip of Clinton. The story's up on InfoWars.com. CBS News edits out Bill Clinton saying Hillary has frequently to rarely had similar episodes, because he changes it to rarely later. They edit it together to deceive the public. Here it is.
When you look at that collapse, that video that was taken, you wonder if it's not more serious.
No, she's
been dehydration.
She's been, well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because frequently, not frequently, that's not, rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
Okay, now here's the edited part. This is what's re-aired all over the place.
No, she's
been dehydration.
She's been, well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors. Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened.
All right,
to her.
Now you saw that. We're going to break, but notice they put Rhodes over it when they made the cut. I mean, these people are incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.